Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. With your hosts, Frank and Steve.
All right, it's Wrench Nation. I almost said it's bad to the bone.
Everyone, listen to this song. They don't care. It's bad to the bone.
It's bad to the bone.
I think this is one of those songs that was shipped up to Mars at one time.
I think so. I think so, and it's still going all the way to Pluto or wherever it is now. Anyway, Wrench Nation, Frank and Steve, 88.7 The Pulse. Car talk right here on the radio, 480-655-8870 is our phone number. If you call us today, get you on the air. We'd love to talk to you. Any questions you have about cars, anything, you're buying one, you're selling one, you got to fix one, you saw one going by and you want to know what it was, call us. Right, Frank?
You just got a paint job, it starts peeling, and the wife starts yelling at you.
Oh.
This is the problem. Call us.
That means you went to Earl Scheib.
Well, yeah, you know.
Remember I'll paint any car, $99.95.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like anything's for sale.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yes.
You think, like, we've been trained as a society.
We have.
I'm not buying 50 cents coffee like we used to do.
No, exactly.
Howard Schultz with Starbucks, he trained us. He said, get in line, stand in line, wait, and you'll pay $4 for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Except I'm not the kind of person, Frank, though, that will stand. For instance, I went to the DMV today.
Ah, ooh, okay. Wait.
Yep.
You take some medicine before?
Well, I went to the DMV, and then I got there, and the line was so long.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I'm sitting there going, this is the longest line I've ever seen at the DMV.
Yeah.
All right? And why? Because I lost my driver's license. I need another copy.
Oh, you.
All right?
Uh-oh.
But so I went to the DMV all the way down the line. I'm thinking an hour before I even get the ticket to get into the other line.
Oh, gosh.
So I left and I went to one of the third-party MVD places.
That's what I was going to tell you.
And yes. I paid $10 more. But guess what? It was well worth it because I did it in 15 minutes.
And you weren't...
Not 3 hours.
You weren't, like, in a stinky room?
No.
It wasn't like...
Well, it was a little stinky.
Well, it's most practical.
But it wasn't crammed like a sardine can.
Did you lose your license?
I lost it.
Oh.
Not like, suspended.
They should give us 2 for 1.
I don't know where it was.
Well, I'm saying they should, when you get a license.
Right.
Because people lose stuff.
Give you 2 copies?
I lose 4 a year. Once a quarter, I do a review and I find up.
Right.
They should give you 2 for 1.
Right.
Right?
I think that'd be good.
But the
problem with that is somebody else, you know, they would think somebody else would take it and use a fake ID.
I know.
And
so much,
kid would buy some alcohol.
Know,
and
so much stuff out there. But yeah, you need to go to I call them little DMV stores. They're great. They're buy local. They're keeping.
Yeah.
Because the DM, it's like, it's an experience, man. It's like, well, I'll just say it. It's like a federal program.
Right.
It's like, you know.
It's
like
horrible.
Like a cheese line.
Right, exactly.
Everybody's waiting for the cheese. But I had a great week this week thus far, midway Wednesday. You guys rocked the show this morning. Way Back Wednesday was awesome.
I love Way Back Wednesday.
I
my
do.
Favorite time of the, especially that concert they announced with Vanilla Ice and Young MC coming to town.
What? Well, I wonder what Vanilla Ice is driving these days.
Well, you know, you ever see his DIY shows?
I have.
He has a show on the DIY.
I don't know how legit.
I think he's driving a pickup truck.
He carries a hammer and stuff.
I think so. I got some phone calls coming in, but
let's do it.
Nobody's answering the phone calls.
Oh, gosh. You guys hang in there.
Hopefully they will. Yep.
Special show. We got some great guests calling in. Today's topic, we're going to get through it because the phone calls, just so you guys know listening, we put the topic off to the side. If you've got a call about your car.
That's the most important thing.
Most important. You people rock.
You are the most important.
I want to give a couple shout outs before we talk about the topic.
Let me give the number again first. 480-655-8870. That's 480-655-8870. And the two guys that were just here earlier left. So I'm sure we might get some leftover callers of theirs because they had hundreds of phone callers.
They did. But you know what? Rock on. They have an amazing story. And we wish them all the success.
We do.
They drive cars. They're going to be calling us soon. I know they are.
Yep.
That's important. So today's topic.
We're here to help.
Today's topic.
What is it?
The most important thing on your car that could cost.
The jack-in-the-box antenna ball.
Or the Domino's pizza sticker on the side.
No. Avoid the noid.
Exactly. No. We're talking tires, man.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Tires is a big problem for a lot of people.
I am bad at tires. I will drive my tires until the little wires start coming out.
That's not wires out of, not good.
I know it's not good.
It isn't. And the thing about it, people got to know. We know that distracted driving causes a lot of accidents.
Absolutely.
But man, the rubber on your tires can cause a lot of problems. you know, you drive in traffic and you got all these alligator looking skins, these pieces of rubber throughout the road.
Yeah, I see it all
like
the time.
It's like an obstacle course.
Driving down the freeway.
It's crazy. So it's high on the list of one of the most dangerous things that you could be doing. And it doesn't always have to be a bona fide blowout. It could be running low tire pressure.
Right.
Is enough to cause a tire to get to the point of
blowout. I'm bad at that too, Frank.
So we're talking tires today.
And I'm bad at the alignment. And then the tires start wearing unevenly on the sides. I am a nightmare, Frank, when it comes to cars.
Well, I'll tell you,
I am a nightmare. Everything you shouldn't do is what I do.
Yeah. Well, Steve, we're going to get you to speed here, Steve.
I know. That's why you're here to help me. You've swooped in to help me.
And I got to say that there's a lot of things on your car can be overwhelming. Okay?
Right.
It doesn't have to be complicated, right?
Right.
Tires, truly, people, are one of the most dangerous things that can develop. And we're going to go through some tips.
Okay.
Talk about some buying tips. And we've got some guests calling in today.
We already have one on the phone.
Well, let's get
somebody's named Lisa.
Oh, wait. This is Lisa.
Who's Lisa? Lisa, hello. You're on with Ranch Nation, Frank and Steve.
What's up, my brothers in Arizona?
What is happening? Is this Lisa Marie?
This is Lisa
Marie. Lisa Marie Presley?
Well, no. That's okay.
Sorry.
We love Lisa Marie.
I was born before she was.
Oh, okay. She was named after you.
And the other thing.
I would like to think that.
Yeah. Lisa Marie, you're out of Houston, girl. I appreciate you calling. I just want to let everybody know, Lisa Marie, unlike the Presley, she don't care about singing. She is the Mademoiselle Gearhead up in the house.
Oh, really? From Houston.
Yeah, and she's a rock star. And you know, we're talking tires today, Lisa Marie, and I know you're so hip with the GM Performance. And give us a little deal about what it is you're doing in Houston today before we chime in on the tires.
Okay, so basically what I do is I work for a local luxury line GM dealership.
Ooh.
And I schedule personal concierge service for our service department.
Oh,
nice, nice. So if I wanted to order coffee and a drink while I get an old, is that what you make that?
No,
happen?
Basically what it is that if you purchase a vehicle from our dealership within the four years of 50,000 miles of your bumper to bumper or your Premier Care maintenance plan,
right.
Gotcha.
That's where it would follow into that.
Nice.
So like you're scheduling the maintenance, you're scheduling the checkups. Do you pick up the car?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
wow.
Wow, that is a cool service.
I have a couple of drivers that do that for me.
Okay.
Well, I got to ask you, Lisa. I got to ask you. You said luxury. Okay. You said concierge. Yeah. What kind of drama? You get people in there, hey, listen, I need a helicopter while you work on my... Can you give us an example
right.
of an extreme concierge point?
Request, yeah.
Request, yeah. Tell us about that.
I think the most extreme so far, because basically I do it for difficult oil change, tire rotation. I think so far the most extreme is I hear a noise and... A lot of times we can't replicate the noise. You know,
no.
You bring your...
Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
Very hard. So sure. I have to turn around and say, listen, we're going to try it this time. But the next time that we can't, if we can't figure this out, we're going to request for you to bring it in so you can drive with one of our management so they can hear what you hear.
Well, that's a great point because, you know, people sometimes get a little frustrated when you go to, get some service done. And they can't find the same problem that you found a week and a half ago, and you're finally getting, and it hasn't happened again since. And you're sitting there going, well, we can't, unless we see the problem, it's hard to see what's wrong.
Right. I mean, if the vehicle is functioning towards manufacturer standards,
right.
Is it, what are you supposed to do?
Right.
We try and alleviate this symptom. I think another one of our quandaries is I read this on the internet. And
sure.
That just opens up
yeah.
a whole new ball of wax because you can read something on the internet, and internet great is a great form of information.
Sure it is.
But it's all based on opinion. So
right.
would you rather plug your car up to a laptop and give you the tree of what's going on or listen to somebody who's on the internet who you know absolutely no jack from?
It's the same thing as
you've already spent your $50,000 or $60,000 with this one brand.
Right. It's the same thing as self-diagnosing when you're sick.
Yeah.
If you have an illness, you go, I'm going to go on and I'm going to see what illness I have. And now you become a hypochondriac and you have everything. And you tell the doctor what's wrong with you. Same thing telling the mechanic.
You know what I tell people, Lisa? This is, and I'm sure you do the same. You know, we got technology out there. We got our cell phones, our smartphones. We got laptops and screens and everything. I tell folks, if you have a phantom or intermittent problem before you bring it in, record it, take pictures, do everything. Put the Inspector Gadget, right? You know, because we want to help you. And sometimes it's rough because at the time, like vibration issues or knocking type noises that come and go, that'll startle people. That, I mean, that's, you're driving, everything's good, and you hear this noise, and then it doesn't do it all the time. And here we are as mechanics saying, hey, we did our best. We couldn't reproduce. Head on back out to the trenches and let us know when it gets worse. It's tough. You mean, it is really tough.
Yeah, I mean, at least tell us where you're hearing this noise. Is it on one particular road in the neighborhood? Is it on another? Is construction spots going on? You know, give us scenarios to work to pull from. So, you know, more information you give us, the more information we can feed back to you to alleviate what the situation may be.
Absolutely. You know, questionnaires are really good. I know that a lot of the great places across the country, whether they be aftermarket or dealer, you know, like going to a doctor, they're going to try to triage, right? They're going to ask the right questions. When does it do it? When does temperature make a difference? And it's a great point you make. I'm going to switch gears with you, Lisa. Tell me about, you ever get a situation with a tire? I mean, I have a story on a tire, and it's nothing to do with tire tips, but it is freaking crazy.
Maybe we should hold on to the next segment.
We will.
And
we
both can talk about tire.
Lisa, hang in there.
Tire stories, okay?
But I do have a tire situation. If you want to touch this,
well, can you hold on for 4 minutes? Okay.
Oh.
Hold on for 4 minutes. All right.
Okay.
We'll have you back here on the other side of Wrench Nation, 480-655-8870. Any questions about your car, about your tires, we want to answer them. Frank's here. I'm here. It's Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870.
All right, we're back. Steve and Frank, otherwise known as Hunter and Timmy.
Yeah.
You know, like when Elvis had a concert, he would always say, Elvis has left the building. Now it's Hunter and Timmy have left the building.
You know, they're great. They're doing their thing. And,
yeah.
And we're here to talk it up, Car Talk. And we've got Lisa Marie on.
She's on the phone. Hey, Lisa Marie.
So real quick, Lisa, we appreciate it.
Recap where she's from. She's from Houston.
Out of Houston.
GMC Luxury Concierge.
Yeah, she's doing all the right things. Mm-hmm. She's by far at least a consultant on steroids. You are rocking it out there. I know you are. Real quick, because we have a few other guests on hold for us here, your tire story. Are you ready to give us a tire story?
I am ready to give my
Let's
tire
do
story.
It, Lisa.
Okay, so we know that there are plenty of manufacturers out there that like using Run Flat. For those people who believe in the Run Flat tire, great.
You mean the stuff you spray in when it goes flat?
No, go ahead and explain, Lisa.
Okay, Run Flat is basically a puncturable tire, but it still remains inflatable for 50 miles an hour, 450 miles.
Oh.
It's just made to get you into a safe spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you have a luxury brand vehicle, 9 times out of 10, they'll have some type of a roadside assistance. My thing is that please don't let anybody try and talk you into patching.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, and let me tell you, Run Flats, let's just get right to it without getting too technical. Real quick, Run Flat sidewall, the sidewalls on those tires.
Right.
Listen, you can show up to war in a small Volkswagen and you can show up in a tank. Think about the thickness of a tank.
Okay.
The sidewall is very thick. In fact, a lot of mechanics have a tough time, quite frankly. Releasing that tire from the rim. It doesn't mean that it's a bad tire, but you're saying, Lisa, what are we talking about, Lisa, on these run flats?
If somebody gets a nail, unless it's something as simple as a nail or a bubble in the tire. Mm-hmm. We were talking about bubbles before. I heard you guys talking about bubbles before. So
yeah,
run flats it's advised not to repair them.
That's right.
You're basically messing with the integrity of the tire, else it would never have been made to start with.
Let me ask you. I know luxury, concierge, it's all good. But for some of our listeners that may get ready to go up in a tire shop, should I buy them? What do I need run flats for? I mean, I'm driving 20 miles a day, and I have towing coverage, and I have insurance. Why would I need run flats?
Not that you would need to have them. It's whether you want
It's an option.
To have them. Is that...
Right.
It's a tire that's used on a lot of performance vehicles, and a lot of people like that comfort and convenience.
But can that tire? Can that tire still shred?
Yeah,
I'm going to say, I mean, listen, you can make any rubber shred.
Right.
All right.
Because what usually leads to a shred?
Extreme heat.
Okay.
Concussion. Okay. Right, Lisa? Right? Anything can shred. I think of beef. You can shred beef. You can have the toughest thing of beef.
If you can shred rubber, then a run flat doesn't matter if it's shredding.
Well, the run flats are a premium tire. It will not leave you stranded as a regular tire. Again, it has to do with the construction. Designed not to. And they truly are amazing.
Why can't they make a tire just completely out of rubber that doesn't have air in it?
Well, there's technology. It's happening. But right now, we got what's on our plate is rubber tires, man. We got to do
it. I just want completely a rubber. No
air. It doesn't
matter. I mean, maybe it would bounce a little more. Boom, boom,
I think
boom,
the more
boom,
important
like
thing.
Like a bouncy ball.
Right. Well, look, the important thing is Lisa Marie's covering a premium line.
Right.
Look, if I'm drawing a Corvette or a Mercedes and I want that added, I don't want to worry about stranded on the side of the road. Or the thing about tires, period, is we need to let people know. Check your tire pressure. You can find that on the driver's side door, right, Miss Lisa Marie? Driver's side door. Sometimes,
TPMS.
Right.
And some of the newer cars have lights
the
Camaro.
The TPMS.
The Camaro literally says the pounds that are in each tire.
It tells you when next lunch is.
Yeah,
everything.
Pretty much.
It tells you everything. Yeah. So the thing is, we want to get people to understand, the studies show we will wash our car more per month than we'll check our tires. Check your tire pressure all the time.
Can I tell my tire story?
Please, give us the tires.
Are you ready for my tire story, Lisa Marie?
Be careful, Lisa.
And you guys are going to go, oh, what an idiot. All right, so.
I wanted to add something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Go ahead.
I wanted to add something with the TPMS.
Yep.
If a tire pressure fluctuates 3 to 5 pounds, no big deal.
Right.
If it fluctuates 10 pounds, go get it checked.
Yeah.
Right, because when the heat is, especially here in Arizona, when that heat goes on that road, that tire is going to expand. That air gets heated up.
That's right.
Whether you use air or nitrogen.
Okay. Yeah.
People use nitrogen in their tires?
Nitrogen is
like a nitrogen bomb? That's what the sun's made of.
Well, I know it sounds scary, but nitrogen is actually pretty cool. It's not as permeous through the rubber as air. Air will seep through rubber over time. It'll happen. There's not much as a variable in temperatures with nitrogen as regular air. So just so you know, if you bought a car, perhaps a used car somewhere, and they have the green caps on the valve stem. That's typically, unless the guy was, into flavors and colors, but that's typically green cap means it has nitrogen in the tire.
So you shouldn't suck it out of the tire.
You should leave it alone.
Okay.
Top it off.
Right. You can also add air to nitrogen. It's not going to disturb the tire one way.
Right.
Shape
okay.
Or
right.
Sure.
Lisa,
so
I'm impressed.
If you run into a jam and you can't get to a nitrogen station, okay, your tire gets patched by so-and-so tire company. And
Iran?
You need to add air. Add air. No big deal.
That was not part of the Iran deal. We didn't get more nitrogen.
No, that's a nitrogen bomb. All right. Hey, let me tell you my story real quick. Okay, so this is 2008 when gas went through the roof, and in California was 5-something a gallon, and here in Arizona was 4-something. I decide I have to go over and DJ a wedding on Coronado Beach for somebody I know. Well, I decide instead of taking my big Dodge Ram, I took my friend Scion.
Oh, goodness.
And he bought brand new tires, and the tire, all of a sudden, I'm driving down the road near Gila Bend, which is Interstate 8. It's desert between here and San Diego, pretty much, and the tire starts wobbling.
Oh.
I get off the road and it's like there's a big lump in the tire.
Oh,
so I have to go into Gila Bend. There's nowhere to buy a tire in Gila Bend. All he's got is this little tiny mini spare.
You got like a Lego wheel.
So I bought a used tire in Gila Bend. 10 miles out of Gila Bend, it shreds.
Oh.
We literally get in the middle of the desert. You know how the desert is down there on the way to San Diego.
That's where they discover the Gila monsters, right?
Yes, Gila.
I know. What do I know? What do I know?
All right. I knew somebody from Oklahoma said that wrong once. And I literally drove on the little mini spare from Gila Bend all the way to San Diego.
Oh, my goodness.
400 miles or 300 miles.
You broke every rule.
Oh, I know I did.
But we need to go after the guy that sold you the bad tire.
That was my roommate's tire,
Lisa Marie, I'd love to, we appreciate you calling in. Feel better. I know you're not doing that well today. We appreciate your call. You rock. And we're going to talk again in the future. Yay?
Yay. All
thanks, right. Lisa Marie.
Rock on, Houston.
Have a good night. All right. Thanks for calling on Wrench Nation today. 480-655-8870. We want your calls. If you call today, you get on the air, we'll make sure we get you a car wash coupon. We'll take care of your car, okay?
Oh, yeah.
480-655-8870 is the number. Want your questions now. Wait a second.
Whoa.
The polka music. Why do we have the polka music on?
Well, we've got a special guest.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Mama Leone is on the phone.
Hi, Mama Leone. How are you?
Nice Bavarian woman.
Yes. Glasses.
Hello.
Yes, thank you. We have Mama Leone on the line calling from the little Bavarian Alps of the Pocono, Pennsylvania range.
Hold on, let me tell you. The lakes have melted.
Oh.
The geese are flying and the ducks are quacking and you have some sun.
Are you
Spring has come. So
are you out there? Are you out there painting in the middle of the grass field? You got a little portrait painting.
No, that's what it sounded like.
So, Mama Leone, it's always we love when you call in. You know, we are talking about getting your blog onto the website, Mama Leone's Corner. Now, Mama Leone will call in, and she either is going to have a rant or a rave. What are you ranting or raving today about some vehicular conundrum? What's going on?
Well, no, I'm not ranting or raving. That's not my... I'm not that type of a person.
Oh, never.
Yeah. But once in a while. But anyway, I have to say, though, that what was just the lady spoke about the tires.
Yeah.
Right.
And what you said about tires, it's very informative, and quite frankly, it scares me a little.
Oh, boy.
I got new tires in November. I got four new tires. And... Well, I drove out of the dealership, and the light came on. And when the light comes on in my car, I'm not happy.
No.
And it said, service tire monitor system.
Oh, fancy. Tire pressure monitoring system. How'd that make you feel? Mama Leone, how'd that make you feel?
Upset.
Yeah.
I went around. I made a U-turn, I went right back to the dealership, and I said, my dear man, this you just took tires over there and the shop with those, you know, the kids over there.
Don't mess with Mama Leone.
Yeah, fix it. I, you know, spend a lot of money. So they did, and they said, oh, it's nothing, don't worry. He went in the front of the car, and he did something. I don't know what the heck he did. And I left.
and you felt, how did you feel after that? Were you still a little nervous? Because, you know, I mean, how's that?
No, he fixed it. I was okay.
You were okay.
But then it happened again, and I said to myself, I swear, I said, this is it. I'm dying on Route 80. I don't care. What am I going to do?
Don't mess with Mama Leone.
So then the light went off and I'm fine. But the day before yesterday, the same thing happened.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
I was short. I don't know. Now, let me ask you something. What is this with the nitrogen in the tires?
Well, what
you something about a green sticker or something?
Listen, dentists have been doing this for years. Dentists have figured out ways to make teeth wider and wider for cheaper and cheaper. Now, I'm not saying nitrogen will make your tires wider and wider. Nitrogen is just another item. And instead of using air, think about molecules. When we heat up molecules.
I understand the principle of this thing, but you can mix nitrogen and air in a tire?
Well, you can.
Sounds like a bomb to me.
I know.
I just want to put some gravy in there. Take it home to some mashed potatoes, squeeze the tire out every day. I'm happy.
You are perfectly safe. Look, the thing is, nitrogen air can be mixed. The reason why nitrogen was introduced, some have their thoughts about nitrogen. But the fact is, if we went back to science, the science of nitrogen is not as permeable. It doesn't kind of sink through rubber and leak out through rubber like regular air. And so it's longer lasting. You don't have, there's not as much drama with it going lower or increasing in pressure based upon temperature. So if you're not, I don't want you blowing stuff up out there because, you know, the Poconos is a peaceful place.
You know what I think, Mama Leone?
You wish.
Don't mess with Mama Leone.
Mama Leone, I think we should go back to the days of the Fred Flintstone cars and just have the rock tires. And I'd be happy with that.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? My wheelbarrow has a tire on it, like you mentioned before. It's solid rubber.
Yeah.
No problem with my wheelbarrow.
That's what I want in the car is full rubber. Why does nobody do this? Let's go on Shark Tank.
No, we need hot rods. I think life wouldn't be the same. We need the muscle car hot rod horse. All right.
Okay.
Mama Leone.
We love you, Mama Leone, and don't mess with the Mama Leone.
Well, I'm gonna hang up now.
All right, bye, Mama Leone. It's your music.
Take care.
To you soon. All right.
Take care.
Gotta love Mama Leone. All right, we come back. Your calls at 480-655-8870. All about cars, anything you want to know. What's wrong with your car? Do you hear something? Did it do something? Frank can give you some advice and tell you what it might be. And, of course, we've got Facebook, Wrench Nation on Facebook. You got to like us, okay? We're going to give away our latest prize, our emergency kit. We passed our 375 next week. Last week, we're up to 382.
Yeah, baby.
Not bad, all right? More Wrench Nation next. 480-655-8870 on the Pulse.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
Stephen Frank, 480-655-8870. Any questions you have about cars, something wrong with your car, you're going to buy a car, you're thinking about buying a used car or a new car, and you want some advice, we'll be glad to help you out. At least Frank will. I'll just kind of pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
And the beauty of this is a brand new show.
Right.
We're building such a great community.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this is an empowering show. There's a little. We try to keep it light. You know, we're not a bunch of professors on here trying
right.
to. You know, the thing about this show is the community. We've got a bunch of mechanics on here. We've got, you know, last week we had a great guest out of South Philly, empowering a lot of ladies with the Girls Auto Clinic. This show is all about our community, and we're here to help each other out. This isn't just Frank and Steve on here sort of decreeing what you need to do with your car.
No, and Frank owns a Desert Car Care in Chandler.
We have Desert.
And it's not about his store. It's about education.
That's
it's
right.
about if you have a question, because today you're driving down the road and you don't have a question. But you know what? In 2 weeks, you might.
And Facebook is a great place. You know, the other thing we gotta say,
yep.
we take all of the questions and topic right onto YouTube.
Right.
So if you couldn't catch the show, or perhaps the show is a little, you can quite understand, we slow it down and we take it to our Wrench Nation YouTube. And we're not out there trying to be anything but helping people, man. You know, and Wrench Nation is about that with your vehicular conundrum. So, hey, get on a YouTube, man, if you subscribe. And then we also have another element of YouTube, which is pretty cool. We do visit garages right now all over the
South. I've seen you've been up in Prescott.
Yeah, we tell the story of our industry. There's so much good. Hey, there's a few bad things out there. We're gonna reveal that as well.
Sure.
So YouTube is really the format. If you get on there, you can kind of keep up with all that. And we just appreciate you.
And if you need to know, because Frank will tell you, what are the right questions to ask when you're getting, maybe you're taking something in for the first time to a mechanic you've never met, you don't know anything about him. And if you're like me, to be honest with you, I'm thinking I'm going to get screwed by every mechanic that I've ever met.
This is a great sentiment.
Okay.
Look, last week we said, and this is studies. Maybe somebody will quote me wrong out there,
right.
but you'd rather take your teeth and get that pulled before you see a mechanic. You'd rather sit down with an attorney.
Yes.
Then you want to see us mechanics.
Right. You're right. Sorry.
And the thing is, this show is really a mechanic in your back pocket. We're going to empower. And it is. This is about car service and car repair, but it's car maintenance. It's car buying. And this show is not just about Frank and Steve and I. I said that backwards.
Yeah.
I need to drink water.
We
got people from all over the country. The good guys and gals that are invested in their communities to do right, their small business, their local business. Look, Thoroughbred Chevrolet.
Sure.
They are an outstanding.
Big friend of the Pulse, yep.
Absolutely. And so this is your community, people. I just tell you, it's your automotive vehicular needs right in your back pocket here with the Wrench Nation.
480-655-8870. All right, on Facebook, we've been asking for your likes. We're going to get to an iPad Air 2 when we get to 500 likes.
Yes.
We are 118 away, so make sure you like us today so you might win it. It's not the 500th like. It's not the 375th like. It's one of the likes.
We pick you randomly.
That's right, randomly.
Did
you pick somebody for this week's emergency kit?
We got a winner.
We got a winner who?
Well, are we ready? Do we get a drum roll?
Yep,
we get I'll get to
the drum
singing?
Roll and drum roll, please. And the winner?
The winner of this week's Facebook winner.
Yes.
Talene, I'm hoping I sound the last name. Vazina!
Talene Vazina!
Yes, you are a winner. And I'll tell you what you won. You've won this. This is really cool. It's very practical. Be smart. Get prepared. This is an emergency kit you can sling in your glove box or your trunk if you've got a nice
and
Jeep.
A year supply of Rice-A-Roni.
It's got everything. No. It's got noodles. It's got Band-Aids. It's got. But we appreciate you. And for all of you on Facebook, I'm telling you right now, you guys have no idea. We're super grateful that you guys are on Facebook to hang out with our Hootenannies. And we are going to continue growing. And we want to. We want to reward you without bribing you too hard.
Exactly.
And we got an iPad Air, too. I've been hanging on to that thing. I'm scared I'm going to lose the damn thing.
Yeah, well, you left it in our care, and I'm afraid the student's going to take it.
Yeah, so get on a Facebook. Like us. Listen, spread the word. This is our community of vehicular goodness, people.
All right. Now, I think we got another call coming in, but let's talk a little bit about today's topic. You got some tips. Oh, wait. Before we do that, what is this?
All right, listen. I'm serious. Steve, I love you. You know I love you.
Yeah.
But I'm not playing around.
Yep.
DJ Diet. Should we create a hashtag for that? I don't know. But
we need to have the Wrench Nation Biggest Loser.
You don't want to get a... Look, mechanics love donuts and bagels. Don't mess with us. All right?
We do have a phone caller, by the way.
All right, let's get the
phone
caller.
We should probably get the phone caller. It's more important than my diet. Steve's on the phone. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You're on with Steve and Frank. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
What kind of car you got?
I got a 2010 Mini Cooper.
Ah, all right.
Nice. Great platform.
What's your question?
Well, the engine light keeps coming on, then it goes off, then it comes on. So I went and I had them plug in the little device, and they said that it came up that the temperature was too hot. But yet, and I said, well, what do I need to do to change this? And they said, well, we don't know.
Oh, that's not a good answer.
No.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Not the answer you wanted to hear.
Were those guys the same guys making pizza that diagnosed it? But Steve, again, you've got a 2010 Mini Cooper. And so roughly, of course, there was no heavy testing done. And so they're saying that the coolant temperature is too hot. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is it hot? What are you showing on the gauge?
The gauge doesn't show hot.
Okay. Okay.
Now, when I turn on the AC, the... engine light comes on, then it'll go off. So I just don't know what's going on. And, you know, like you guys said, I'm afraid to go to the garage and do some serious
right.
testing.
All right. Very good. Absolutely.
You know, I was hoping that if we put it plugged it in, it'd say, okay, change this part, and we'd be good to go. It's got 74,000 miles on it.
Yeah. Yes. Totally get it. Everyone's always afraid. It's like, oh, I know my stuff's broken and I got to see.
Right.
And the thing is this, we're going to talk a little bit. It's very tough. This is one of those where it's going to need proper testing. We don't want a code pull for something like this. I'm going to raise the red flag, Steve, not knowing intimately when I hear coolant temperature, Mini Cooper, aluminum parts, cylinder heads, things like that. Take every precaution because... if it's not coolant temperature related, fine, I'm okay with that. But if it is truly temperature related and I'm not getting a true reading from my gauge, I don't want a domino effect. Now, I can give you some ideas about how to approach it and potentially what it could be, okay? But again, it needs to be tested. The coolant temperature sensor, okay, on that vehicle is very important. The temperature sensor works together with the temperature gauge. However, there is a temperature sensor that also works together with the computer. Temperature is very vital to air and fuel. Essentially, temperature readings tell the computer if I'm warmer, I need less fuel. If I'm cooler, I need more fuel. Okay? In a nutshell. So if you have a coolant temperature getting too hot type of fault, you may have a cooling fan that is intermittently not working. So you may not notice an extreme right now with your temperature gauge. So this is what I would do. And if you don't have a garage, of course, our place is Chandler and Dobson, but I have people all over the valley. Get with me on Facebook, direct message, and I'll make sure you're in good hands. What you're going to do is paint a picture about when it happens, what you've already done, and the extreme T of temperatures, okay, when it happens, okay? Any other symptoms? Is it hesitating on you, Steve?
Only once in a while. Then they said that I should put better gas in it, and that would stop the hesitation.
No. I'm not buying that, okay? In fact, don't do that.
I don't like where you're going to get this done. I don't like what they're saying.
Listen, get a second. And you know what? Your gut is working for you. You're hearing some things maybe that's not clicking. The thing about it is this. What happens, I don't care if you have five different things that are not temperature related. The bottom line is when you go into a garage, you must be looking for three things during the process. You're going to have the initial phase of the interview, right? You're going to declare your complaint and symptoms. All right. Where we fall short as consumers is we say, hey, I got a bad water pump. No. We want to say, hey, I've got a coolant leak or I've got a leak. So it's really important to describe the symptom. You will then find that the technician will go after the cause, and then they must find the correction. That's what we commonly know in the industry is complaint, cause, correction. Now, it is imperative. You're going in and saying, okay, great, Frank, that sounds great. How much is this going to cost me? And I will tell you that if that X-ray, that proper testing is not done, usually not associated with free. There's a lot of test equipment, especially for a Mini Cooper. So when you pay for that initial test to find out what's going to pinpoint test the problem, there's skin in the game. You can hold them accountable and say, hey, guys, are we sure? And those garages that are charging for an X-ray, like going to a doctor, they're going to say, you know what? We did the test. We guarantee what we've got.
Somebody on our text, I think it's one of our mechanics that we've had on. I'm not sure which one it is. I don't think it's our guy from Delaware.
Possibly not.
It's not Buckley, but he says plugs and wires swapped, maybe.
No, okay.
I did the plugs and wires.
Yeah, hang on a second. The plugs and wires, I mean, we're dealing with coolant temp sensor. I mean, plugs and wires, again, it has to be tested, but plugs and wires deal with ignition,
okay.
How well each cylinder is going to burn the fuel. Maybe, but I really just, my bottom line.
Lisa, that was with Lisa.
That was Lisa, yep. Possibly Lisa. But look, over this little small radio show that we have and just this phone call, limit your driving. Anything coolant related, don't take that lightly. Because this is one of those categories, Steve. You don't want to kind of go from, okay, it would cost me this much, but I waited too long and now I've got this domino effect. So please reach out to me on Facebook. I want to follow up with you and make sure you're in good hands. We follow up with the garages that will refer to you. You are in good hands. Just don't delay that, because if it is truly a coolant temperature issue, I don't want you to do more damage. Fair enough, yeah?
Fair enough. That's
you got
awesome.
It. Follow up on Facebook. We love your call, man.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. All right, 480-655-8870. Frank, I'll be honest with you.
It's
tough. I started driving when I was 16 years old. Yeah. My first car was a 1983 Ford Escort, which had, fuel injection problems and stuff like that back then.
What was it? What year?
1983 Ford Escort.
That was like Def Leppard, Led Zeppelin.
It was a horrible car.
But it was a good era for music.
You know,
didn't matter. See, that's the thing back in the day.
It didn't matter.
You could be driving a clunker, but there was good music.
And then I had a 1989 Dodge Daytona ES.
1989?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was sweet. Sweet car.
Nice.
And then, of course, trucks and stuff. But you know what? I've never been a person to take my repairs to a dealer. I always will take it to the mechanic. And there was one that's, I know they're still in business.
Wait a minute. Why not the dealer? What was your thought?
You know, outside of warranty, I guess even warranties, I didn't go to the dealer.
Did you feel more intimidated?
I did.
Okay, just bigger.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
Yeah.
Because I will tell you, that's a sentiment a lot of people. But I will tell you, anything in life, service.
Right.
Service, period.
Right.
Develop a relationship.
Yep.
That's it, man. I get what you're saying.
About people.
Well, listen, we can go the other way. If you go to the local aftermarket garage on the corner that's got a lot of grease and it's dirty and guy's got, cookie crumbs on his cheek, and that can be intimidating as well. So what I say, and I will speak to your experience, this is very valuable, okay? We're intimidated, period. Whether we go to the aftermarket, whether we go new car dealer, you got to give it a chance and develop a relationship. Whether you're going to either one.
Let's take this, because I'm telling you, I'm an irresponsible jackass when it comes to taking care of my car. So here's the thing. Maybe I was too embarrassed to take it to the dealer. Say, I don't want them to look at me and say,
we all feel
hey,
that way. Yeah.
Hey, you're not taking care of your car.
I know.
So if I bought my car here. Yeah, exactly.
You were neglected.
I bet you I'm not the only one that feels
it
like
that. It wasn't you. Look, the car has a psyche. The car's spirit started right into your soul. And gave you what it felt. And it said, you drive me, but you abuse me. And that's what happened here. But you know what? There's a lot to be said. A lot of people. Look, it's not easy. We're busy in life. We're trying to take care of this, that, and the other thing. And we forget, we're 1,000 miles over an oil change. That is a very good sentiment.
Right.
You know, you just got to take a deep breath. My thing is, once you engage, develop a relationship.
We have another call.
Yes.
Lisa's on the phone. Lisa, hello. Lisa, are you there? Lisa!
We can hear you!
Lisa! All right, well, hopefully we'll get back to Lisa. Try to get Lisa back on the phone, all right?
Try again, Lisa.
She says she's got a 2002 Toyota Tacoma.
Okay.
Says when she goes to steer it, it makes a weird noise.
Ah, is it whining? That's what I mean, it could be several. No whining. Is it clunking, clicking, clackering?
Let's see if she's there one more time. Lisa, are you there? I'm not Lisa. Remember that horrible song? Lisa.
Yeah, but you don't sing it any better.
My name is Jude. Oh, what a horrible song. All right, she's not there.
Well, I'm gonna attempt to, I mean, it's hard. Lisa's 02 Tacoma. Toyota Tacoma is a great product, by the way. It's a great mid-sized truck.
Uh-huh.
Lisa, check suspension. I'm going to go two roads, not knowing what you are hearing.
Right.
If you're hearing a clunk or a click when you steer, make sure you check suspension, rubber bushings, things like that. If you're hearing a whine, check your hydraulic system. That's your power steering system. Make sure the power steering is not leaking. If we can't connect, get on Facebook. We live there, Lisa. We'll follow up with
Wrench
you.
Wrench Nation on Facebook. Make sure you like it. All right, Frank, we're eventually going to have to make this show longer because we still got to talk more about tires here when we come back. And if we have some weird auto news, do we today?
Oh, we got the weird coming right. Your way.
It's coming up next after Bon Jovi, Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse, 480-655-8870 is our phone number. I guess Lisa was, I forgot we got to do this part. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's all good.
We got to have our bumpers here.
Live from the Thoroughbred Chevrolet Studios at the East Valley Institute of Technology, this is Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. With your hosts, Frank and Steve.
All right, that's us. Frank and Steve, Wrench Nation, every Wednesday at 4 o'clock here on 88.7 The Pulse. As always, a great time. So much great information. I learned, Frank, because like I said, I'm a car idiot. And well, I know nothing about car care. And I'm glad I learned, but I hope the listeners learn too.
Yeah, and you know, we're talking tires. There's a couple things I want folks to...
Yeah, let's some tips.
The basics. Look, be paranoid. I'm saying be paranoid with your tires. If there's anything to just overdo on your car... and overcheck is your tires. At least once a month, check tire pressure. Once a year, at least get an alignment check. Alignments, the lack of an alignment. Think about your sneakers. If you walk and you're toed in, you're going to wear your sneaker a certain way as your toes are in.
Right, right.
You wear it a certain way as it's toed out. Same with your car. Once a year is good measure to check the alignment. I will tell you that you can prematurely wear your tires. People are overspending to the tune of about 25, 30%. If you spend $1,000 on tires,
right,
and they're a 70,000-mile tire, and they don't do your regular alignment check, perform alignments, the tire rotations and your balances, you will prematurely wear, costing you more money.
Okay, I'm going to play the average Joe again because I am the average Joe, the average Steve. All right, Frank, I don't buy the high mileage tires because I never go 70,000 miles before I need new tires.
Look, the thing is, it's like anything else. I may not buy a $100 pair of sneakers.
Right.
Right. I don't have the need. Now, right. If I go hiking and I do that all the time, my feet are important. My sockets, the ball sockets. I need to have a cushion. Now, with tires, we need to meet up and determine the need. What am I doing with my car or truck or van? You know, if I'm traveling into Phoenix and I'm freeway driving and I want a nice touring tire.
Right.
You know, I may elevate into a premium tire if I'm only driving. We have some of our students here at EVIT, first-time drivers, perhaps, and they're only going 3 to 5 miles. You don't have to overspend, but what I will tell you is pay attention to the tires. Check your tires. And what are you checking for? Well, the tread depth. Again, I go back to the sneakers.
Now, how do you check the tread? Is it something with a quarter or a nickel or something? Or
you know, the penny, if you can see. Well, it's not. Think about tread depth. I go back again. Let's keep it simple. Think about the sneaker tread. As your sneaker starts to wear, you're going to lose that tread, that traction of the sneaker,
right?
It starts sliding. Same with your tires. Now, in theory, you can take, it's an old thing, you take a penny, You can see Lincoln's head. It's a problem. Bottom line is 230 seconds. That's the measurement. Is throwaway. One more thing, really important, like your favorite beer.
Okay.
Tires will expire.
Exactly. I was just going to ask that.
5 years.
Okay.
5 years. Now listen, you may buy a car and the tires look okay.
And you just like, you barely drive it and leave it in the garage for 6 months and go out of town.
And it just takes one trip to the movies, 3 miles, and the tire blows out because tires over time. So don't play with the born on date. You can find the date, and we'll probably do this on YouTube so I can show folks. But the born on date for tires is listed. There's a lot of numbers on the sidewall. You know, so I want to point this out. But you can find that.
It's like a born on date. Remember they used to put that on beer.
Yeah. Beer. Exactly. So the biggest thing is if you're buying the used car, one thing to check, someone may say, oh, yeah, tires are newer. Well, don't trust anybody. Check the born on date because those tires can be really, really old.
In the 90s, that was a big thing, Frank. They used to have born on dates on beer and that they used to advertise that. I forgot about that.
Well, no, man, they're doing it now. I mean, I buy a beer, I look at the date. Like
okay,
milk.
I mean, that was a big advertisement back in the day.
It's weird.
Remember, Bud?
I think it's
Bud.
Wait a minute.
The frogs?
Have we been bamboozled, man? I'm checking born on dates of tires.
I always said,
now
Frank,
I'm looking at beer.
Frank, I always said something else. I always said that with this show, I was going to ask you questions that you might not like, being you're a car shop owner, but what?
I like beer as long as it's not expired.
They always sell me this crap. You're going to have free replacement and this and this and that. And you know what? I never use it. If a tire blows out or whatever, I never use it. Again, I feel like, well, maybe I did something wrong with the tire. I should not have bought that service in the first place.
Well, you're going to get recommendations. I'm going to go back to the recommendations which count when it comes to tires.
All right.
Alignment, once a year check. Tire balance.
All right.
Every 6,000 miles. Okay. Balance. You hit things in the road, they go out of balance.
I don't do that.
You need
to do it.
You have to.
And I would probably have to buy less tires.
And if you do these precautions,
costs me more money in the end. I know.
Yeah. All I'm saying is let's not reinvent the wheel, literally.
Right.
Just
treat. I want to.
There's things on your car that you're not looking at. A mechanic has to look at.
Sure.
But man, look at your tires because this is a fact and this is serious. There's a lot of pre-crash data. In other words, before you got into that accident, there was a tire failure that had something to do with it. Or perhaps you know the story. You're driving and you've got the obstacle course on the freeway, all these rubber. Right. You know, so make sure you check those tires. Make sure that you're finding the right tire for your need. You don't have to overspend.
Look,
but you sure enough can't underspend if you're not getting the right
application. I just figure after 1995 when I blew my engine for not changing the oil, if I can just survive and not blow my engine, I've done pretty well.
Well... I guess.
You ready for some news on wheels?
We got it. We got some news.
Let's do it.
Wrench Nation wild and wacky news on wheels.
All right. What do you got, Frank?
Well, we're talking about, listen, we don't have tolls here in Arizona, but back east, you got to pay a toll. If you drive on the freeway, expressway, you got to pay your fair share. Well, there was a fella out of the East Coast, out of New York City somewhere, New Jersey. Guess what he was doing?
What?
He was rigging. What? His license plate. He had a fishing line.
Uh-huh.
He hooked the fishing line to the front of the license plate and the back of the license plate. So as the cameras would go to
hilarious.
Dude, he was flipping. He was pulling the fishing line.
Wow.
And he would go, yikes, he missed me. And then
remember the guy in Scottsdale who had the gorilla suit and he was speeding all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I've ducked through some of them.
Yeah, so this dude was, you know, he did a little fishing line trick and he actually, the math that they say, he probably saved thousands of dollars, but... he's going to end up paying a lot more for that fishing line trick.
You betcha. Wow.
Don't fish line your license plate if you're going through tolls.
You know, you gave some good ideas, but I like to hide from those cameras. All right, Wrench Nation, we love you. We'll be back again next Wednesday, 4 p.m. here on 88.7 The Pulse. Frank, it's awesome.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time on Wrench Nation.